Buska get dangerous and tell him you don't know where Epsilon is or even who he is. Also, almost everyone on that island is dead, killed by some kind of black plague.
Well, I've never met Epsilon or heard of him. I'm sorry. I've been running around all night. Some black plague with his belly out.
Hotbite scoffs and throws a key at you.
Very well, peasant. Here is your reward for helping me come back from death. I pray you hurry. I do not wish to see you again unless you bring my Epsilon. Released information on the murderous fiend.
I will see you pay about this Epsilon or bring word to you on my own.
Well, this guy can come back from death and always not get on his nice side.
Man, what the fuck ever? Fuck the suggestions! I will bring what I can to you, Mighty One. Is there anything I should know before I make my leave?
He is a dastardly murderer with no values or respect for authority. He'll defy the king, he'll defy Myr, and the guards know who he killed after he got me. He'll kill us all.
If I am to find him, what does he look like, you ask?
You can't just take your reward and go away. He is a shadow. He is known for his bite. His appearance otherwise is really hard to state.
Duke Hepe III seems to be getting annoyed at your continued presence pestering him.
There was a big black monster that almost got me in the chasm in the mountain. Perhaps you could check that out, you stand to the wraith, maybe. Where did he go? Oh well. You unlock the treasure room. It takes the key with it when it opens. You enter the treasure room.
You use precognition. You pick up the floppy. You examine the holes in the ceiling. You use your cane to prod at the chest with your cane. It won't budge. It appears to be sealed extremely tight. There is no sign of a lock on it. You compare the size of the cane with the holes. It would fit. You don't quite put it in there as you aren't sure which to select. You nervously rise up and stick your cane to the hole after a moment of self-debate. You push until you hear a loud click, and then there's a crackling sound. The chest tap seems to have vanished. The reward is a pretty nice haul.
You decide to go to the forest.
You step up to the forest. All of the trees are bending inward, cutting the forest off any entry into it. There's a much larger, older tree in front of you. You raise your hand to give an obligatory wave to it when you're cut off.
I'm an angry tree.
Why are you so angry? You reply.
Well, I have no brains. Sometimes it hurts, so I'm angry.
Perhaps you could use this. It's a brain I found from another tree.
It brought me a brain. I guess it could help me make me less angry. I would still be Angry Tree, though. That's my name.
You give the tree the decorated pine cone. And the trees lean away from each other, opening up a path behind Angry Tree. You start to enter the forest.
Well, I have brains. Sometimes they hurt, so I am still angry. Haha, perfect. Thank you. Be careful in the forest. I wouldn't want to miss more chances to be angry at you.
Use neighborhood of the angry tree after saying, have the most enraging day possible. The path is a long one. The trees are very thick. There's a faint, sweet smell touching your senses.
Thanks, trees. You spin around giving a double thumbs up for good measure. Jumping along, the smell gets stronger. It's coming from the right side of the path towards the light.
You find the slab! You roll about and read it. Those who come to live forever know their souls must be severed. Without the magic to live in Oblis, your body will remain in Amis. Ledon number 2. Triangle. Circle. Graves. House.
You leave the slab and begin to walk to the end of the path. There's a noise coming in from the trees. You use precognition.
Turn left.
You hear a gunshot. One way or another, this situation is gravy. Oh, gravy.